If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host, Shane Larson, the One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. Here again for another awesome interview to get to know one of our former One Funnel Away challengers, entrepreneur out here who can maybe inspire you guys with his story, sharing, you know, what he learned through the One Funnel Away Challenge, how it's helped him in his business journey, his entrepreneurial journey, and just get to know more about what he's doing with his work, and see if you guys can maybe take a note or two, a golden nugget, if you will, to basically implement it into your business model. So today, joining me on the show is Mark Scott. Mark, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me. Great opportunity. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, from what I understood, you got into the One Funnel Away Challenge after finding a little bit about affiliate marketing. So talk to me about your background with affiliate marketing, why that became intriguing to you, because a lot of people are into affiliate marketing, but some people might not even understand what it really is. So talk to us about your background in affiliate marketing and why that was so intriguing to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, last year, a lot of people had some bad things happen. I was working for a billion-dollar multinational company, and because of last year, they had to do some layoffs too. So I found myself without a job, basically, and I was just scrolling around, probably doing what people do, you know, make money online. And I started coming across affiliate marketing more and more again, and it rang some bells because I had seen it before. So I said, well, let me just take a look at this, and I followed it down the path, and I took an online course, and it just pulled the curtain back. It kind of resonated with me, and I was like, oh, I get it now. All the marketing I see in my inbox, all the things that I buy online, this is how it works. So it really piqued my interest. And through that, there was a TikToker guy who kept talking about the One Funnel Away Challenge. And since I was already involved in ClickFunnels with one of the programs I was taking, I said, you know what? I'm going to take One Funnel Away Challenge. And wow, that was a big jump. It was a big leap from the little dinky courses you get online to what Russell has inside the One Funnel Away Challenge. I'll tell you that. So I took it, and it was a lot. And I was very slow to try to implement those things. Actually, I just took it again the second time to kind of refresh my memory, and it had a lot of new information in there. So once you start down this road of finding out what affiliate marketing is, how it works, you know, the software you need or should have, email responders, things like that, it's just fascinating. I'm convinced if more people found out about it, they would just understand it, love it, and start doing it, because it's a great business model.
You know, something that's interesting to me is now working for ClickFunnels for, you know, I started in 2017, coming up on 4 years I've been with the company. I had heard about affiliate marketing prior to that, but, you know, obviously being around Russell every day in the office for quite some time when I was there, you know, it was like, you're always hearing about affiliate. We have affiliates for ClickFunnels who promote the software, promote the One Funnel Away Challenge, just different. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we hear about affiliate marketing. Not only is it a great business model for the companies who do, like ClickFunnels, like having affiliates out there, you know, if you have a good affiliate program, it's enticing for those people like yourself, right, who can generate revenue doing it. So it's a win-win. It's a win situation for the company. It's a win situation for the business owner who is the affiliate themselves, so long as, and this is what I've told people, they understand how to set themselves apart. Russell himself, and what's interesting, in January, we started the new OFA 2.0. So that's why you said that there's some revamped content, because we did the same OFA challenge for 2 years. And then he was like, hey, we've got some updated stuff. We need to reformat some things based on customer feedback. So we get into that. And I remember the very first week of that new challenge that he was like doing the new content, he was speaking out specifically to affiliate marketers. And one thing that he said during this, because he recorded that one live. That one was completely live. Like every day we were getting legitimately live content from him and we were learning it the same way he was, like everybody else was. And Russell said, if you're an affiliate marketer and you're in this, you're in the big leagues now. This is how you're going to be, that you're going to set yourself apart from everyone else. You know, normally affiliate marketers, and just for those who are listening, affiliate marketing is, in a nutshell, you're promoting somebody else's product and generating revenue by doing so. Okay, you're promoting somebody else's product. You don't have to create the product. You promote it. Somebody buys it with through you. You get a commission base off of that. That's just kind of like the nutshell. Everybody does it structured a little bit differently and so forth. But that's why I love talking to affiliate marketers like yourself, because I want to see how ClickFunnels and so forth has, and Russell's trainings have helped you, in a sense, get to the big leagues. Now, from what you had seen prior, Mark, to One Funnel Away, and then what you know now after, what would you say is one of the bigger differences in your affiliate marketing and I guess your approach to it compared to what maybe you would have had before?
Two approaches now, because there's so much information in the One Funnel Away challenge that in my affiliate journey, when I'm talking to clients now, I ask them more, what are they interested in? Because I really see a lot of affiliate marketing, or I'm sorry, the One Funnel Away challenge. I'm having more success sending people who have a business, have a widget, have something they kind of do, and they're thinking about affiliate marketing because they see it on TikTok or they think it's a way to make quick money. And I'm like, well, have you thought of the One Funnel Away challenge? Because if you already have ideas, you just need to know how to package them and deliver them better, which is what the One Funnel Away challenge will totally teach you how to do. The OTAs, the upsells, the mindset, the marketing, it's different than going to, we won't talk about that, going to the banks out there and getting a link and trying to put it somewhere and not knowing what you're doing. You got to get into a program like the One Funnel Away challenge to understand the whole universe and ecosystem, not just of affiliate marketing, but running a business, truly running a business, because there's so much involved and you'll get it all in the One Funnel Away challenge. So that's how I've approached it now. When I first took it, I didn't know what I was doing at all. I thought I was taking a $7 course and I'd take this and I'd have it all wrapped up. Now, revisiting it, realizing I'm running a business now, there's different offers I have that I run differently, with different upsells or OTAs or building a funnel that addresses something different. That's the biggest difference I have, is taking it the second time and actually learning what he was talking about.
Right. That's interesting. I like that a lot. You know, what's interesting is today, if you go onto social media, whether it be TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or wherever it may be, Facebook as well, you'll hear people say link in bio. I'm guilty of it myself. Link in bio. And that's, you know, go to the link in my bio. And that's cool. Like in my link in my bio, I have, you know, I find unique ways to put a link in my bio, and that will then take them to different locations based on whatever my posts are about. But what I've seen a lot of people do in affiliate marketing, and maybe people listening to this are guilty of it, like link in bio, and it's just a link to their affiliate link and that's it. And it's like, okay, that can work. That can work. But if you make a funnel and that's your link in your bio, like your funnel is your link in your bio, like go to this website, boom, and you take them through a funnel process, that's where Russell says, this is the big leagues. Now, that's where you can package what you were saying. Like you have all these ideas, you can package it into a funnel and make that customer's experience so much better than just clicking a link and then trying to sign up for something and whatever, whether it's here, go sign up for this credit card and you'll get, you know, these bonus points and I get the commission for this and or whatever it is, right?
Right.
There's a million different things for affiliate marketing. If you go through a funnel, just for those out there, like you can package it all together. It's just a matter of like finding the, you know, being creative with your offer. There are so many amazing things you can do. And I don't think people realize it. And one of the things in One Funnel Away is we have coaches. We have consultants that are in there to kind of help with that. I'm just curious, did you ever get to join like a consulting call and get some insight from our coaches during the time, Mark?
I didn't, because I was fortunate enough to have my own coach. I'm trying to think of his name. I feel bad. No, because when I signed up again, I went with having my own guy helping me with some of the funnel, the technicalities that I had this time, because I knew that was going through the One Funnel Way is great, but what I wanted to do was a little different. And I didn't, sometimes in those groups, you don't want to ask that question and take up everybody's time. Cause I wasn't exactly a newbie the second time. So, I loved hearing other people come up with their ideas and their questions were. So I didn't go through the back coaching, except watching some of the rewinds that they would do. But yeah.
Okay. No, and I'm glad you said that, because in our groups, just so the listeners are out there, in One Funnel Away, you get into a Facebook group. It's a community, basically. We call it a community. And we have daily missions. We call them missions, daily assignments from Russell Brunson. But then we have coaching calls, coaches that are available for 2 hours a day to answer your questions and help you out with these assignments based on your business model. And one of the things that we've seen, especially from affiliate marketers, is they'll come through and they're just not they're starting to understand the possibilities, but they're not sure how to actually dial it all in and try to figure it all out. And that is where I would encourage anybody to come into One Funnel Away and take those consulting calls and go there. Cause even if you don't ask questions yourself, like if you're like Mark here and you didn't ask questions, you might actually hear somebody else say something that is similar and you're like, oh wow. Okay. That's a really good point. And then our consultants, I promise you guys, I've been working with them for the last 2 years. They are absolutely incredible. They've been around and each one of them comes from a different business background. So they have different ways of articulating their thoughts to you. And it's actually really, really cool to watch. Even myself running the One Funnel Away Challenge and working with these people. And you think, I've been around Russell Brunson for the last 4 years, like pretty in depth. You'd think I've heard it all. No, like every day when I'm listening to these coaches, they bring up something that I never heard from Russell. So just so you guys know, there is so much value in there. If you guys have questions, you can get your questions answered. Now,
I did catch one, and they are the same as the hackathons, or they're just a different format where they would do them every day? Because last time it was like a Friday hackathon and it was 2 hours long, and it was the same kind of format, right? It's just now it's daily.
Yeah. So, now in the OFA 2.0, it's a little different than a hackathon. Hackathon, they're going to build out a funnel for you. The OFA consultants are specifically, they were hired on to specifically help with the One Funnel Away assignments. Okay. So like every day, like Russell has a new training and they are going to help you complete the homework assignment. And so it's a little different, but they help with the strategy piece. So the new addition that we have is and they're daily, they're every day for 2 hours. They help you with the strategy piece. So here's the homework assignment. If you guys have questions on the homework, great. And then we'll get into the strategy piece. If you guys have questions on strategy, how can I put my offer together for this? What's my framework? What's this? All these things that might be new verbiage to people, they have that. And then on top of that, for the tech side of things, what we've done is we've hired on a tech expert for ClickFunnels who has open office hours. I always tell people, imagine you're in college, you have a professor that says, hey, from, these days, I have open office hours for 4 hours a day. First come, first serve, come into the office and then ask your questions. It's what we have for our tech expert. He comes in there. So if people don't know how to like integrate like their payment process or all these little tech things that I still struggle with, even having been with the company for as long as I have, our guy is there in the morning, every morning for 4 hours. So when at different time zones, people can come in and just ask their questions for tech stuff as well. So we've got the support there if it's needed. Now, getting back into your story, Mark, which is so cool that you're like, you're dabbling into this, you're getting into the affiliate marketing. What would you say was the biggest struggle? You've mentioned you took it twice now, but what was the biggest struggle coming through OFA? We know it's a great program, and I know that because I've seen 85,000 people come through it, but I want to know, like, what was some struggles that you encountered during the experience?
I kind of touched on it before. It's funny to say, the program really does over-deliver. So if you go into it just thinking it's going to be some of the things you see online or watch on YouTube, you're going to get way more information that you won't find anywhere else. It's just a matter of processing it, So when you're ready to take the OFA, really, really understand that this is going to help you take your business or your idea from an idea, and it will launch it. Because the struggle I had was, I wasn't ready the first time I took it. I just did not know all of that valuable information would be there. So I guess you can kind of call it shiny object syndrome, because when you're new to anything and then you go through Russell's program, oh, wow, you can do that? What? And you get, I got very distracted because everything, I wanted to taste everything in the ice cream parlor. I just wanted it all. So then I had to dial myself back and then go through I went through it again because it was there on Facebook still. And I just went back slower on my own schedule. And I guess that's another struggle I would tell people. And cut me off if this isn't the right approach. you do not have to, it's really good to do everything they tell you to do in that day. I don't disagree with that because it keeps you motivated. It keeps you going, but don't get discouraged if you get behind, if there's a family event, if you have something planned, just keep grinding at it. Because the information is there, the help is there. The Facebook group there's a ton of people in there that are asking questions and answering questions from your side and from the folks in there who are doing whatever marketing or whatever they're doing from a different vantage point. Oh my gosh, you get so many great answers from people who from different vantage points. You know, if you have a question, someone from another country who's doing something sort of different, they'll be like, oh, did you try this? So that helps. But just keep grinding at it, because it will seem overwhelming because you've never done this before, but you'll see that light at the end of the tunnel, or it might just be one day where you have that aha moment and we're like, okay, yes, I get that. And I want to keep doing that. So
I dig that. And what I respected about your answer there is the mindset piece of it. I always tell people, you know, it's $100, but I'm pretty sure everybody who comes through it will say the exact same thing. It's well worth the cost. You'll probably get your $100 back within the first 3 hours of the challenge. Like, I mean, that's just the reality of it. But to the contrary, like that's also why I think people underestimate what's in the challenge, right? And so they don't have that right mindset. I always tell people it is a challenge, not a cakewalk. It is actually very difficult. Now, OFA 2.0, Russell noticed that. The way he structured the new OFA 2.0, he's included like different, like it's so much more simplified, and it gets you to get some quick wins right from the beginning, right? It's simplified for that fact, but it's still difficult like to stay up with stuff if you're new to the whole process. But we took customer feedback for 2 years. Russell said, okay, it is hard for them to do this every day because some of these people are coming from, they have full-time jobs or they have other obligations. And like you said, family events. And so they'll fall behind and then they get discouraged, which you were just advising them don't get discouraged, go and do your thing and make up for the work when you can. And get caught up. But that's why he structured it the way that he has. And we've seen a lot of success since then. But I love that you said that. I would say the same thing. If anyone's in the One Funnel Away Challenge right now listening to this, or if you're in the, you know, if you're on the edge and you're like, hey, I've heard of this. Maybe I saw a TikTok video. Maybe I saw something online. Yeah. Should I take this? Understand that we're going to be there to support you. You have all the support in the entire world, not just the coaches and the team that we have, but you, like Mark just alluded to, you've got people in the group, the community itself, they will help. That everyone wants to help each other out, you know? But if you come in there and for any reason you get, you know, behind on anything, which is very likely, don't get discouraged. Just keep going. I love that. Just keep chipping away at it. You mentioned something about like when it clicks, when you have an aha moment. Did you have any of those, Mark, when you came through that? Like, was there anything that was like, oh, that's going to help my affiliate marketing so much?
The second time I went around, you're right. I did notice the setup was different. So when we got to challenges or homework, I guess you'd call it, I was able to look at what I was doing now in my different promotions and different affiliate offers and really try to think about my offers a little bit more than I did the first time, because I didn't understand the OTOs or upsells. I knew it because I see it. I'm a consumer too, you know? Right. I hate using the term, but I do it with some of my clients. I'm like, yeah, I've fallen for it. I've fallen for it too. You know, I've gotten something and gone, oh, I got to get that. But the psychology behind it, the whole reasoning behind it, and coming at it from a completely different perspective of realizing, oh, okay, you're adding value to your offer. You're not just doing a sales bump. You got to make it valuable for people. You know, right. You can't just grab and put junk up there, because that's you now. If you're starting this and this is your business, it's you. You're the brand, you know. If you want to affiliate for people and not use your face, that's cool. But for me, it's my brand now. So I really took a lot of that to heart more and say, okay, I need to structure value if I'm doing these upsells or OTOs, or if I'm not doing a webinar yet, but as I'm structuring my webinars, you know, modeling off of what you guys do, watching Russell, watching people do them. What do I like? What don't I like? How can I emulate that and give value to my customers? So a lot of that, I paid attention to it this time because it made a lot more sense.
I like that. I think that's awesome. Yeah. You know, people who are listening to this might be wondering, like, how do you make an offer for an affiliate, like for an affiliate product or something? Let me just share a little bit of what you could potentially do. This is stuff that we talk about in the One Funnel Away Challenge, and Russell teaches this kind of thing. What people might not even realize is, like, for example, this podcast. Let's say Mark was going to be like, he's promoting the One Funnel Away Challenge. We have, like, if you promote the One Funnel Away Challenge through ClickFunnels, you get $100 for anybody who signs up. It, literally, like, we don't make any money off the challenge because it's $100 to take the challenge. If Mark sends you his link and you pay for that with his link, he gets the $100 commission and you get into the challenge. We don't take the money. He gets the money because he promoted it. So that's, like, literally one of the best promotional offers you could probably ever think of. It's an easy $100. So let's say he's promoting the One Funnel Away Challenge, this podcast, for example. When it launches, he can have a link to this podcast on any platform that we publish it on, which, you know, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the different podcast platforms. And he can have that as part of his offer, saying, like, hey, if you want to hear my story, here's a link to the episode I did with ClickFunnels. Listen to this. And, like, this can be part of the offer. Like, this particular podcast interview, this can be part of the offer that he puts together to say, like, hey, now you've heard my story. If you want something similar, go do this. Like, those are the types of things I don't think people realize, but we teach you that, like, how to open your mind, open your mind to the possibilities of providing value to your clients and, you know, potential clients, I should say, like the future clients that you might have.
And another one that I'm working on along those same lines is, because I start, you know, I started with, like, eBooks for certain things and things like that. But now it's slower for me because I'm working on things and I want it to be right. But when I'm promoting One Funnel Away more, I'm going to offer my services to people because I've been through it twice. So they're going to have all the support you have, but they're all also going to have, like, my guidance on the back end. I'm working out my own, not mentorship, but, like, a program where they can come in and see my daily explanations of things of where I'm coming from. They can watch that. They can watch this. Worksheets, notes that I took, I'm putting into handouts. So maybe just, you know, they came through me, they recognize me, they trust me. What do I have to say about it? Where did I get stuck during the process? So I can help them through. And then that hopefully will add value. And if they want to go through me, they're going to have me. That's part of my responsibility of doing this is, you know, you have to trust the product that you're promoting. You have to believe in it and then back it up. So I'm going to back
100%.
It up.
I love that whole entire process. We've seen lots of people with different types of programs when they're an affiliate. One of the best things you can do is not just throw the link out there and leave it be. No, dude, you've got to be able to provide value. And if you have the experience, which you do, you can walk the walk. You've taught, you know, talk the talk, walk the walk, and now you can actually help people along it. And I love the notes. If you've taken notes, you know, you can put that into as a product. You can make it into a digital form. You can have a physical form. You can have all sorts of ways to provide value, which is legitimate value. It's not just, like, throwing crap out there. This is legitimate value that's going to like help somebody and the mentorship through you because you've been there and people can trust that. That is how you, and people would be like, oh, all those things I can get if I just use his link compared to just going over to so-and-so's link who they're just saying, here's why you should take it and click this link and buy it. And then they forget about you. Sometimes it's important to follow up because those are, like you said, you're a business owner now. Those are your clients. And you build that trust with them. And as an affiliate marketer, the best affiliate marketers that I've seen are the ones who have that continuous relationship with their clients because they trust them. So when there's something else out there that maybe they're going to be promoting, they trust you and you build that and it continues to move forward. So I got a question for you, Mark. People want to know, like, you know, you earned your one comma club award and at ClickFunnels, we're well known for the two comma club awards that we send out. That's the $1 million funnels, right? But in One Funnel Away, it's designed to build the foundation and get you your momentum started. So the one comma club is what we came up with in One Funnel Away, which is the first $1,000 through a sales funnel to kind of get that momentum started. Cause people would think, man, if I can make $1,000 online, that's actually crazy because most people don't make a dime. And you don't have to tell us specific numbers, but we would just like to know how long did it take you to earn your one comma club award to get your first 1,000 at least?
I would have to look at my calendar because I didn't write it down like a moron. It took me probably almost 4 months. It was a slow process. It was a lot of small commissions here, small commissions there, working at it, testing it. And then it's funny because I feel cheesy. I live in Florida and, you know, living the laptop lifestyle and things like that. And literally, I was at the beach one day with the kiddos and I was like, is that right? Did I just get a $1,000 commission? And then it just went from there. So it took about 3.5 months to get there.
Man. But it was a good
day, and you know, those are good days. Looking back, that $2.80 that I got from something proved you can make money online. And if people would just hear this podcast or whatever and understand this is the new economy. This is where you're going to make your own way in life without having to go to a corporate job like I was at, relying on people for my livelihood. You can make money online in almost any niche you want. You just need to learn the process, you know, the marketing, the strategies, the mindset, the funnel, the automations that make your life easier once you start learning that, because this is how it's going to work from here on out. It was Russell. It's a blue ocean. It's a blue ocean. It's not going to go anywhere. As we see what the craziness going on in the world right now, again, who knows what's going to happen by the end of the year, you know, but this isn't ever going to stop because it's global. There is no Main Street. It's the internet. So just do it.
I love that. I love the mindset that you have now. And you are probably like a lot of people, you know, working the corporate lifestyle, which it's not a negative thing, but if you really think about it, you are kind of putting your livelihood in someone else's hands. And it could be a job that seems super secure, but you never know with the economy, what's going on in today's world. You never know what's going to happen. And it might not be secure like you thought it was for so long. Because every business is set up differently. And so many people might be thinking that, like, I love that you have this mindset now that you see the possibilities and this is the future and there are things that you can do. And even if you're comfortable where you're at, like, why not? Why not try this out right now? Because now you see what is so possible. And I love the laptop's lifestyle comment at the beach. That's so freaking
cool. Why not start it now? If you've got a job, you're in a better position than a lot of people who have, you know, have to figure this out on the fly. If you have a job, start this. Block out an hour of time, an hour and a half each night, you know, Netflix, get rid of all that stuff. Get rid of the stuff that's taking up your time and learn this stuff. And then you can apply it to, it doesn't have to be affiliate marketing. It doesn't have to be any of the things I'm doing now. When you go through the One Funnel Away Challenge, I guarantee you, the light bulbs will go off and you'll be like, oh, I like hiking, or sorry, I'm rambling sometimes. I was talking to this older gentleman who really didn't think any of this stuff fit to what he was doing. And then he talked about he and his wife just like to do the Appalachian Trail, and they're trying to do the Pacific Coast and everything. I'm like, oh, so you've done that? Oh, yeah, we hike all the time. I'm like, oh, so you realize you have a huge market of people who did what you do that need the gear that you know about, that are into your lifestyle. And then I gave him all these ideas of how to start, you know, monetizing that. And he's like, oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, because you just do it. You go to work. You don't have enough time to think about your hobby. Then you have time. You do your hobby. And then you go to work. Well, take this course and you will learn you can monetize just about anything you do in your life. And you should do it.
Oh, I love that. I don't even need to elaborate on that. I think you just explained it perfectly. And that's what I love about having these interviews, especially with you right now, Mark, is just you get to hear it from the people who have been in it. And I love that.
It's good stuff.
Where should we expect to see you in the next year, Mark, after what you've been able to accomplish the last 12 to you know, 15 months? What should we expect to see from you in the next 12 months?
I did write down on my vision board, I want to walk across Russell's stage on 2023, January 2023. Wherever he has it, I'd like to be there. Walking across the stage with a big check. So that's my plan.
I dig it. I cannot wait. Is there anywhere that we can follow you, Mark? Is there any funnels that you would like to share or anything like that? A website, social media, anything that we can put here in the description?
I'm on TikTok at Find Your Way One on TikTok. I do a lot of organic, and I'm on Instagram at Hack Your Dream Life.
Okay. So TikTok is Find Your Way One.
Yep.
Instagram is what?
Hack Your Dream Life. Hack. As in,
funnel
hack.
Hack. So TikTok is Find Your Way One. Instagram is Hack Your Dream Life. I'll make sure to get those linked here in the description so people can come follow you. I'll follow you myself.
Thanks, man. Looking
forward to it. Mark, I appreciate the interview, man, and being, you know, just being able to chat with you today. I just want to say thanks so much for joining the show and sharing your experience.
I thank you guys, because you guys completely changed my future and my kids' future. So I thank you guys. You guys, you're awesome. Keep it up.
I appreciate you, man. For all those listening, hey, make sure to sign up for the One Funnel Away Challenge if you're interested. Go to onefunnelaway.com to find out more. We'll have another one coming up soon, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.